This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, a whole lot of things are going on today, as is the usual case, as we live active lives in an active country, in an active world. Welcome to the DJV Experience, part of making your day a good day, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Names that you probably don't know. For example, Robbie Mook and Corey Lewandowski. Do you remember those? Jennifer's probably going to remember Corey Lewandowski.
I remember both, actually.
Do you really? Do you know why I'm talking about them together? Mystery time.
Well, I think that they have teamed up to do something special.
Yes. They have. They're embarking on the speaking circuit together. They will make a lot of money talking about their campaign. Robbie Mook ran the Clinton campaign,
and Corey Lewandowski,
right, was Trump's guy.
For at least a little while. I mean, Robbie Mook has it in the bag, because he was there, I think, pretty consistently throughout the whole campaign.
Right, Lewandowski was controversially in and out, wasn't he?
Right.
Kind of. But they both have stories to tell that people are going to want to hear.
And truly, I mean, Kellyanne Conway obviously has become a big political star, and she was there. She was the one, I think, that probably got him to the finish line, was able to, re-message and rebrand him a little bit.
I find her to be completely useless. There's something about her that I just don't even want to listen to. Isn't that funny how people sometimes...
Well, that's okay. I mean, I think she's controversial. I think some people probably love her and some people hate her, and that's
her body language is, you know what, we were talking about astrology and that sort of thing, and body language with me. I am very observant, and there's something about her body language that tells
me
that
awkward.
She's not a truth teller. People who have awkward body language like that are often good at telling the truth. Yeah. I don't know.
She moves around. I find her twitchy. I don't believe that she is really the power player behind the scenes that people say she is. I think I think it's either Trump just on his own won that campaign and was truthfully a better candidate and ran a better campaign than Hillary did. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe when I see Kellyanne Conway speak,
I just can't believe
that she's the brain trust behind that win.
I agree with you
100%.
Really
don't.
I completely disagree.
I would give Trump all the credit for that.
The reason that Trump won is because of those three states, those swing states. Michigan, he won. Wisconsin, he won. Pennsylvania. And I think it took Kellyanne Conway, whose background, by the way, is in polls and political polling, she realized that there was room. There was a huge faction of dissatisfied Obama Democrats who voted for Obama but were unhappy and were not wanting to follow suit and vote for the next Democrat. Yeah. And she was able to identify them, and then she sent Trump to those places. Trump on his own, I think, would have had a hard time identifying targeted movements for himself. He loved to do rallies. He did a great job. I'm not trying to take that away from him. Mm-hmm. But she targeted and pinpointed where he needed to do those rallies.
Mm. And if that makes sense. I mean, obviously, that's what won him the election, so that's a clutch move on her part. But I just feel like all the other stuff, maybe she did know that and told him to go there, and which, you know, clinched it for him. I don't know. I just, when I see her interviewed and she tries to interpret what... Yeah, I feel like maybe Kushner's more behind...
I trust Donald Trump because I think he's being himself. I think Donald Trump is so clearly through and through Donald Trump that you can trust whether you like what he says or not. That's one thing.
It is what it is.
But I trust what he says as being what he really, I mean,
believes.
He's back and forth. The stuff that the showbiz of, you know, when he was saying things like he had Tourette syndrome during the debates, or when he would make fun of some people that was inappropriate, that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what motivates him, what moves him, what keeps him going is that he is true to himself. whether you like it or don't like it, that's not the point of my conversation or what I'm saying. He is who he is. And I don't think there's any masking of that. Mm-hmm. Whereas with some people that do that for a living, you don't really know who the hell they are.
No, there is a transparency with him that I do
absolutely.
Think his supporters recognize and like, and I think his detractors recognize and don't like.
Well, but in a way it's refreshing. I find it to be that way. You like him again or not, it's very refreshing to see somebody who really is who they are right out there. He's emboldened by the win, but he's also taken back because he didn't get the popular vote. And you can see that every once in a while if you watch his body language or watch his eyes, kind of. When he gets into a situation where he's uncomfortable, he'll either back out, bow out, or change the subject. That's, you know,
it bothers him. It deeply, deeply bothers him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. All right. Anyway, here's another name. Kevin Mabone. Anybody know who Kevin is? I think I got you on this one.
I don't. Yeah, I do not. That I'm out.
Kevin Mabone.
Ken Bone's alter ego? Kevin Mabone?
No. Oh, yeah. Ken Bone. I liked him.
Kevin is a teacher fired because he faked cancer in order to hide his criminal past so he'd get a job teaching.
What could go wrong?
Excuse me, Esther, but yeah, exactly. What in the world could go wrong with that? He was a teacher in the Mesquite Independent School District. He's now being investigated for faking the cancer in order not to go back to West Virginia for a sentencing hearing. By the way, he had pled guilty to misappropriating government funds there as a teacher last year. And in other words, he misappropriated teacher funds and took $10,000 and put it in his pocket and headed west. So anyway, I find it interesting. There was a story about a woman who did the same thing a couple of years ago. I don't remember whether she was a teacher, but it was the same kind of thing. Do you remember that? She faked it. Oh, I remember. Now, she faked her cancer and went on a GoFundMe campaign and collected like hundreds of thousands of dollars to treat her cancer. She didn't have any cancer.
I don't understand how people fake catastrophic illnesses. Like, you know, okay, yeah, hey, boss, I have the sniffles. Okay, yeah. Maybe.
Right.
But when you actually go through the trouble of saying, I have cancer, don't you think, I mean, I'm just too big of a believer in karma. I just
think
what we
absolutely.
Put out there comes back to us, and man.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see that
why
guy.
Why do that?
Yeah, and I don't want to predict it, but he's in for was it the old cruising for a bruising? That's the kind of stuff. That brings you down, man. It's karma is big. Payback is big time. And it really
it's
happens.
Bigly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, exactly.
Talking about Trump, you got me in the big league.
I guess we have, yes. George Orwell and the novel 1984. There's a very interesting story around that, which we will talk about in a matter of moments here. DJV time is 14 past the hour.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. All right, let's see what George Orwell and 1984 has to say about what's going on now, or what some people think is the connection to the White House. How many people know 1984?
I know, I've never read it.
All pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I've always wanted to read it, and I just have never done it. I need to come here.
Orwell's two most popular books are almost the same book, in my read, anyway, when you get right down to it. But anyway, the focus is on 1984 because it is a book about a totalitarian state, depends on propaganda to control the citizenry. It has become the number one bestseller on Amazon as of this week. The various explanations for that go deep. I'm finding it troubling to see all of the focus. There's even a story on the front page of the CBS website today about Donald Trump's quote-unquote mental illness and whether that's an impeachable offense. This started before he became president, when there were people like Eugene Robinson who wrote in the Washington Post that Trump is obviously mentally ill. And then there were articles who were written as he started to run about, this was in Vanity Fair, about his mental stability. He's mentally unbalanced. His narcissistic personality disorder has taken control of him. He's dangerous. Richard Nixon was also of the same cut, and there were others. This particular focus looks at the mental illness that Abraham Lincoln had to deal with because he was so depressed and melancholy. And so on it goes. I find these things troubling, or maybe the other way around. I find it because of the hatred. I was in my, I've got a good friend who here in Los Angeles has been my acupuncturist for a long, long time. And I got so annoyed. She went to Washington for the march, and she spent the whole time I was on the table talking to me about how much she hated Trump.
Ugh.
And I like her.
It's the opposite of holistic healing.
Yeah, I was going to say. Exactly. So if you get rid of negative energy, you're bringing a lot in, right?
Yeah, and I said to her, "What do you think? What do you think you're bringing on yourself with this attitude?"
Because she battled cancer, right? I mean,
yeah, she's had cancer.
She's a survivor.
She was married, and that didn't work, and now she has. She's a lesbian, and maybe that's working. I don't know. She's a wonderful person. She helped my daughter immensely with her pregnancy. She really was fabulously helpful.
Yeah, I've gone to her, too. You recommended her, and I really enjoy her.
She's great. But I won't go back to her for... I mean, I'm not going to go back to her for a while, because it was so draining yesterday. I was exhausted when I got out of there, because she's so full of hate. And there's so much of that.
What I don't understand, and you know, maybe you guys could explain it to me, because I know where I know my roots are, you know, and they have been behind Trump for a while.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah.
I don't understand that the people that are so fired up about how awful a person he is and how much of a bully he is are doing exactly the same thing to people.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw that woman have to get kicked off of a plane because she wouldn't sit next to a Trump supporter. You see the story of your acupuncturist, and it seems like if you're going to combat a behavior, don't engage in it yourself.
That's a good bit of advice.
100%, Jen.
21 after the hour. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A benefit concert schedule for New York City, Victoria, called Love Rocks New York City. And the following participants are going to be the headliners. Cyndi Lauper. Well, she's getting to be very visible again, isn't she?
Yeah.
It's nice. Joe Walsh is going to participate in this. This is a benefit concert for God's Love We Deliver, which is a nonprofit organization in New York. So the Love Rocks New York City opportunity, A Change Is Gonna Come, celebrates songs of peace, love, and hope. All-star lineup includes a variety of Grammy winners, nominees, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees from a wide range of genres. Cyndi Lauper, Joe Walsh, oh my God, Mavis Staples.
Yeah. I want to go to the show. God, yep. What a lineup.
Let's see, who else is here? Jackson Browne is included in the pop repertoire. Warren Haynes. I don't know who Warren Haynes is.
Because if you ever saw the Allman Brothers in the last 25 years, he's the guy who replaced Dickie Betts.
Oh, okay. All right.
And let's see, plays Gary, with them.
Gary Clark. Who's Gary Clark Jr. play with?
Gary Clark Jr. is a phenomenal guitar player out of Austin, Texas.
Really?
And he's gotten really popular in the last couple of years. Really, really
that
great.
Joe Austin
Soul
City
blues.
Lights? Is he in that Austin City?
No, he hasn't done that. No, but he's just been, you know, working his way up the charts, and he's really great. Classic blues guitarist.
We're going through this repertoire of singers for this concert on March the 9th at the Beacon Theater in New York. One of the other performers is, I would probably go take a bathroom break when Michael McDonald is singing. Cause
I'd be at the bar. I'd meet you back there. Yeah.
See you later.
He does have a nice voice. He's just a little snoozy, right?
Nah,
he's very
voice
snoozy.
Is annoying. Susan Tedeschi. I got to pull her. I don't know who she is card on that one. Who's Susan Tedeschi?
She's married to Derek Trucks, and she's also a blues. She's from Massachusetts. She's a blues singer and guitar player, and then she hooked up with Derek Trucks, and they've been married for a while now.
Oh, okay. Aaron Neville is number one on my list. Man, can this guy sing? He's got such a... It's not attitude, but there's something about his voice and the way he sings that I find very appealing. I don't know what it is, but I just like the way he tells stories in his songs. Let's see, who else is going to... Dr. John is going to be there. I'd go see Dr. John.
Dr. John. Oh, he's the best.
Listen to this. This is just nothing but a crank-up tune. But a mother used the wrong line. Sam, how are you going to have Sam Cooke there? Sam Cooke's dead.
It's inspired by him. That's actually the breaking news here, is that Sam Cooke will be there. Sam Cooke is the surprise guest.
Right.
Apparently he was the inspiration of all of this because he got people to unite and support this organization. God's Love We... deliver. Love Rocks New York. All the money goes to the charity God Love We Deliver. So, good. I wouldn't mind coming to town for this, actually. Unless if the weather's good. Let me know a week ahead of time. What the weather forecast is. All right. Music in the focus in this portion of every hour of the DJV Experience. 28 minutes after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do cats dream? Do dogs dream? Every once in a while, I'll have a listener call me up and say, Warren, you know, I notice sometimes when my dog goes into a deep sleep or my cat goes into a deep sleep, they kind of move their feet. What's that all about? You know, this is still one of the greatest unanswered questions. Most guardians have long had sneaking suspicions about their cat and dog sleep time imagery as they watch the paws that twitch, legs that run, and whiskers that flutter. But scientists are now only confirming that the odds that dogs and cats do really dream are indeed quite good. Some recent studies seem to indicate that dogs and cats enter into that REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, the type of sleep during which humans dream generally take place. So yes, dogs and cats do dream. Yes, they can have nightmares. I've worked with dogs over the years that woke up in the middle of the night barking and growling because they were scared. Wake your dog up gently if he's having a nightmare. Give him a hug and a kiss. I promise he'll go back to sleep and have good thoughts. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint's semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote, see?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. beautiful. My daughter is brilliant, and now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Experience with Doug Steffen as the D, J is Jennifer Horn, B is Victoria Killen, at DJ B Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Welcome to another wonderful day of conversation about people and what's going on in the world. Okay, who's Carrie O'Grady? Everybody who knows who Carrie O'Grady is, raise your hands. You do?
Jerk. She's a total jerk. I do not know who she is.
Well,
give me a break. Give me a challenging question over here, Dougie.
All right. Well, you want to tell the story or you want me to tell the story? You can
Carrie
tell
Carrie O'Grady is a Secret Service agent. She's out of the field office, a senior agent out of the field office in Denver. And a few months ago, she put on her Facebook page that even though it's a violation of the law and probably her job, she just can't take it anymore. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the story in front of me, but the world is a different place and she's a different person. And basically, would she take a bullet for Donald Trump? No. And she ended her post, "I'm with her." Is that about right?
Yeah.
Does that about sum it up?
Why in
and
the world?
And here's what's wrong with this. I can tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah, go ahead. Is that, a couple of things are wrong with it.
Well, there's two big glaring ones that I can think of. That part of your job as a Secret Service agent is to, sadly, and, you know, very seriously, be willing and ready and able to take a bullet for the person that you're protecting. And so the fact that she says she won it is a problem for her job security, I imagine.
Or she gets fired.
Part two of that is, I think, in 1939, if I'm not mistaken, there was something that passed called the Hatch Act, which prevented members of the executive branch, primarily in government, from becoming partisan politicians, partisan players. Right. They're not supposed to get coerced by political thought.
Keep your comments to yourself.
Correct.
Basically.
And so not only is she in violation probably of her job description, but she's actually in violation of the law by putting up this post.
But, I mean, let's go to the common sense
question, though.
She's a field agent, like a Secret Service person in Denver.
Hmm.
So she's just a field agent. Okay.
Yeah.
Because obviously she wouldn't be on the president's detail. I mean, right?
If he came to Denver, she would be.
When he goes to Denver, she would be.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to her? Did she get fired?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't fired her yet. They're investigating her to see, you know, what's going on. But I think, I mean, you'd have to imagine she's going to get fired. But this got me thinking about discourse and divisiveness and politics. And do you think that this is something that's always happened, maybe in the hallways of the Secret Service? Oh, God, this guy. I don't want to take this guy. Or, you know, this woman. I don't want him to protect this woman.
There have been other people who
Do you think it's magnified because of the platform that social media provides? Because before, maybe it was only just to talk to, you know, your coworker Joe as you're walking by in the hallway. Now you're putting something out on a much larger scale where many, many more people can see it. So is it that social media makes us all think that we are a political talking head or a talk show host, or is it that the divisiveness now is just
everybody's
so great, everybody's ticked off about something?
Mm-hmm. Any or all of those things, frankly. But how foolish are you to do that, unless you don't care about your job? I mean, anybody with any common sense, no, you post on hello, everything lasts. Nothing goes away. There's no privacy. You post something, it stays there. Somebody can always find it. So why would you do that? If you have any common sense, you don't have common sense, you shouldn't be a Secret Service agent anyway. She disqualified herself being a Secret Service agent just by putting that on the thing. You got to keep, that's part of the job, as Jennifer just said, you keep quiet about those things. It isn't appropriate.
It's not appropriate, I agree. But just to play a little bit of devil's advocate, isn't it better, though, that she's made her political beliefs
public?
Because
it's a good way of looking at it.
Was assigned to, the president.
That's a very, I mean, that's a part of the conversation.
And then she.
Yeah. That's a part of the conversation I had. Like, social media, thank God for it, because it does bring out people like this who have those feelings. Right.
Yep.
I mean,
she
obviously knew what she was doing by going public. I mean, everyone in the Secret Service knows that that's not what you do. But, you know, at least, in a sense, she sort of did everyone a service.
Yep.
Because we're not going to assign her to
someone important. And it wasn't a Secret Service.
Maybe this is just a conspiracy, but I feel like she did it on purpose. There's no one out there who would post something like that in her line of work. You have to be somewhat intelligent, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And there's no one out there who doesn't think that, you know, something like that would get noticed from a Secret Service agent. I think she was probably just done, and she was looking at going out and getting a little bit of notoriety on her way out the door.
Right.
Yeah, I think she wants a book deal.
Yeah,
book
I mean,
deal.
There could be something. I mean, now she's going to be a political figure.
She could become a chief of police someplace, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
No, I think you're totally right, Jen. I mean, no one does that until you're really ready to leave.
Jennifer's always right, Victoria. You're always right. It's me who's questionable.
Karen, can you get those two clips? You're always right, Victoria. Jennifer's always right. And can you put those on our soundbar?
Yep, got those saved.
Just in case
resume,
we need them someday.
All right, 39 past the hour. Let's spend some time with Biff and Biff on the sports desk. Actually, names in the sports world. Let's save the John Elway story for last because it's the most interesting one. Usain Bolt has been ordered to return a gold medal. Why, Victoria? What's he done? He's a Jamaican, a member of the Jamaican sprint team, right? What did he do?
That's correct. Well, he is known as the fastest man alive, and this is really something that he didn't do. He has to return the relay medal because one of his teammates from Jamaica tested positive for a banned substance. So all four members of the relay team have to give back their gold medal. So it's
so why
it's
was
one
he
of those
singled
where,
out because he's the fastest guy alive and the other members
because
don't
he's the most famous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And so now instead of he loses his distinction of being a triple-triple winner, so he is no longer a triple-triple. He's I guess a triple-double winner. The 2016 Olympics in Rio gave him that title. He won all three of his sprint events for the third consecutive Olympic Games. That's the triple-triple. So now he loses that title. But you know it's they tested it. To me this is a little bit murky. Because they've tested these guys so many times, and then they retested them after the Rio Olympics, and he's the only one who popped up with a specified substance, is what they call it. They also said that they know that this item, or whatever this drug is, can be in supplements, and it can also somehow get into the body without anyone doing it, so
it's
I'm not really
meth.
Sure.
It's
methyl
this is what they use to get you off of drugs, isn't it? Wasn't that the controversy about it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was the stuff that you use to get off of hard drugs. I may be wrong.
Well,
focused
it's a sad
on that.
Day for him because, yeah.
All right, those of you who are Brent Musburger fans, sad day for you. He'll call his final game on January 31st, which is next Tuesday, after 50 years. As a broadcaster, he's been with ESPN, I think, for almost that much time, isn't he, Jennifer? I'm looking at this career.
Long time, yeah.
He's been at it a long time. I'm surprised he's retiring, frankly. Is he sick? Does anybody know what's going on with him? Why would he retire?
He's being pushed out. Yeah.
Is he?
He's being pushed out. Oh, yeah. He's had way too many controversies, and most recently the Joe Mixon thing. You know, the guy's a scumbag. He's an Oklahoma running back. He was caught on video attacking a woman, punching her in the face, and, you know, and then Brent Musburger, whether he knew the whole story or not, he basically said, you know, he hopes that this guy goes on to have a great career in the NFL, and he's going to get a second chance and all this stuff, and people were just kind of outraged. He's made too many weird comments.
Mm-hmm.
The Miss Alabama comment, I mean, it's just, I don't know, he needs to hang it up, I think.
Maybe he belongs to the Donald Trump school of whatever comes into your mind.
Just better, yeah, to give it a breath, right, and before you say something.
Right. Think before you, like, I say things once in a while, once in a blue moon, that sometimes after I say
but not all
like,
do.
No.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. We all say things where we go, oh, man, I should have taken a pot on that.
Uh-huh. All right. Here's the John Elway story. Just before we do the TV news and talk, spend some time talking about Mary Tyler Moore again, I think this is the most wonderful thing to hear stuff like this. So Elway gets in a cab with his wife and one of his teammates, I think. He's sitting in the back with his wife. And his teammate, I don't know who the teammate is, riding in the front seat with a cabbie. And so the conversation begins, and the wife is recording it on video and audio. Here's the conversation.
So number one was Elway, but why was he number one?
He was asked.
In your mind.
He's a great number one quarterback.
And then let's see. And then the second one pick would be, I'm going to be fair.
So you did number one.
I'm not speaking of still a fan. I'm saying being frank.
General.
So I'll have to put Tom Brady in there. Even though I can't stand him, but look at his stats. Tom Brady. Then I would have to put Ben Roethlisberger in there. Okay, that's a top three.
So back again.
So would you know John Elway if you saw him?
Oh yeah.
Do me a favor.
Why don't you
look
turn
at that
around?
Right there.
How you doing, man?
Oh come on, man. Come on, man.
How you doing, man?
Oh my God, this
we
is great.
We take it put together, man.
Viral like you wouldn't believe. You talk about having a good time with somebody and sharing it and having people enjoy it. Man, we should have many more of those.
Yeah. It was like they set him up a little bit, too, with the camera and everything. It was very
cute. Yeah, but it was cute. It's nice, it's warm, it's friendly, it's fun. God love him. Let's have more of that. 45 past the hour. Tributes continue regarding Mary Tyler Moore. TV up next here in our focus on DJB.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There was 57 channels and 46 past the hour now, Thursday the 26th of January, on the air with the television report. Jennifer's going to go through the things that are cool on TV that are scheduled for tonight. But first and foremost, the focus on Mary Tyler Moore, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80 after suffering through her life with stage 1 diabetes. What do they call it? It's not stage 1, but it's
type 1.
Diabetes, had fabulous career. Those of you who don't remember what it sounded like on a television program, here's a clip.
Is everything all right, miss?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was the worst service I have ever had, and that's it.
Oh, yes, we've had quite a few complaints about her. Please, all of you, come back again tomorrow as my guests. I assure you, things will be different.
Listen, she wasn't really all that bad, you know. I mean, I wouldn't want to think that.
Oh, no, don't worry. She'll never know it was you.
All right. The TV shows that she was, her own show, started with Dick Van Dyke. Carl Reiner discovered her as a dancer. Here's Carl Reiner.
Well, I saw 26 girls, literally. I said, Sheldon, I can't find the girl, the wife, Laura. He says, you'll know when you find her. You'll know when you see her. This girl came in, Mary Tyler Moore, looking like Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Great gams, beautiful girl. And anyway, I said, I gave her a piece of script to read, and she read the first line. It had a ping in her voice.
Yeah.
And I did this. I made my hand like a claw, like the machine in the carnivals, you know, that get candy out of things. I went across the room, I went to her head, and I grabbed the top of her head. And I said, come with me. And I walked her down the hall to Sheldon, and I said, I found her.
Sheldon Leonard worked with Carl Reiner. He's talking to Matt Lauer there about his discovery of Mary Tyler Moore, who then went on the Dick Van Dyke Show, which was produced by Reiner. Then they gave her own television program. She had a couple of those. Got Golden Globes and Emmys galore. She produced through her company Hill Street Blues, Cheers, Bob Newhart, a dozen other programs. So she's got quite a legacy. Good for her. Sad that she died, but she lived longer than she thought she was going to live, frankly, with what she had. So hats off to her. Good memories. Great entertainment from Mary Tyler Moore. All right, Jen, speaking of great entertainment, any of it scheduled for tonight?
Well, a little bit. Grey's Anatomy will be interesting tonight. Three of the main cast members, Joe Arizona and Bailey, go on the road to help an expectant mother with personality issues who's also in prison. So that'll be interesting. Grey's Anatomy, ABC at 8. The End of Pure Genius, which received a lot of viewership but not a lot of critical acclaim, will also air. It'll be the end of their 13 episodes on CBS at 10.
All right. That's it. What'd you watch last night? You always watch something. What'd you watch?
I didn't watch anything. I was out all night last night.
Really? Out like asleep or out doing something?
No,
worthwhile?
I had to work late, and then I had a dinner, and then by the time I got home, it was 10.
Oh, nighty-night.
I know. No TV
10
for
before
me.
The hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I do it so well, don't you think, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Terrific service. I should be on your... I've said this before. You've never invited me to be on your program.
Well, what do you have to contribute to my home improvement audience?
What do I... I have tons of stories.
He has a lot of problems, Tom.
For example...
Yes, I know he's got problems.
All right, here, this is it.
That's why I'm here each week.
Okay, so whether or not to use an electric chainsaw or a gas-powered chainsaw, that is the question, which we will answer in a moment. Tom Kreidler, the expert of experts. He's so expert that the experts call him for expertise. That's how expert he is, host of the Home Improvement Show, The Money Pit, with some advice for all of us. And it doesn't include, my father used to say the best tip he ever got as a salesman was to get out and stay out. So I'm not sure that that's the advice that Tom's going to give us. We'll get to his advice and expertise in a moment here.
Honey, would you like me to heat up some nuggets for dinner?
No, babe, it's a plate a night. A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Plated nights will be your greatest nights. Because only at Plated.com can you choose from exciting weekly recipes the whole family will love. From twists on classics like saucy meatball sliders to adventurous dishes like steak tacos with chimichurri sauce. There's even dessert. So forget that extra trip to the grocery store. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Plus, simple step-by-step instructions make prep fun. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first plated night. Pretty great, right? Get out of your what's-for-dinner rut and create the kind of nights you and your family crave. Go to Plated.com now to get $30 off your first plated night. Don't settle for good. Plan for great. Head to Plated.com. For terms and details, go to PLATED.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, 56 past the hour, no limit here. Tom Kreidler is the host of the home improvement program, The Money Pit, heard around the country every single weekend. You can find out more at moneypit.com. So, yes, I was not being facetious because we are now studying. I have 5 chainsaws on the farm.
Right.
And we have a lot of wood that we're using because we have a we built a garage with a wood stove in it. And the wood, we bring the wood inside because the weather's so bad. We want it not to obviously be wet when we use it. And I want to use the gas-powered saw, the chainsaw inside. So we were looking at an electric saw, and I've never really contemplated an electric chainsaw before. So what do we look for?
So I wouldn't get an electric saw as in one with a cord. What I would get is one with a battery. And that might seem a little crazy, but, you know, the battery technology is amazing today.
Yeah.
I was working last fall with the Greenworks chainsaw. Now, this chainsaw is an 80-volt chainsaw. Okay, so that's a big chainsaw with a lot of power.
Yeah.
And the blade on it is 18 inches. So imagine a battery-powered chainsaw that can make an 18-inch cut, and you can cut, I think it makes about 150 cuts on a charge, so that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can get 2 batteries and just keep, you know, cycling them back and forth. I would definitely recommend something like that Greenworks 80-volt saw. Greenworks 80-volt saw, yeah, exactly.
Greenworks. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're inside that, sorry about that. If you're inside the garage, too, you don't have to deal with fumes, of course.
Well, that was the point. Yeah, my guys are, you know, they're rough and ready, but why push it? I wouldn't want to have them operating chainsaws inside the barn, inside the garage. But that's really, that's very interesting. And by the way, you made me chuckle. Anything that's powered, that's battery, that's electric, and you put a cord on it and use it outside, just asking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to have a little electric, way back when I had an electric cultivator, and of course the cord got all wrapped around the cultivator, and that was the end of that. When I was in England, I had the house in England for 7 years where Megan lived, and I used to mow the lawn with a fly mow. You know what a fly mow is?
No.
It's a mower that doesn't have wheels on it, and it cuts by, it raises itself up with the wind.
Oh, cool.
It makes, and just cut, but it was electric powered.
Okay.
Wrap the cord around that.
And that's fine. You know, Doug, you know how many tools I have? I have got lots and lots of corded tools. I've hardly ever used a corded tool in the last, say, 2 years, except it was something on a rare occasion with an unusual tool that I didn't have a battery-powered version of it. There's almost no reason to use corded tools today. Yeah. I mean, you could even get a lawnmower that's battery-powered.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, it's really silly to try that, but people still do. Tom Kreidler here with great advice as usual. Check out...
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.